the joy of making $300,000 or a lot of money in a day versus the ordinary of joy playing Paw Patrol with my daughter. I'm grateful today I've had the chance to experience both of these so that I may share something that's helpful for you and helpful for me next time I get tricked into the trap of thinking that money will bring me a lot of happiness. It doesn't. One day I had my crypto investments. They went up about $300,000 in one day. And there was hardly any happiness from it. This is the kind of thing my mind told me for years. Well, if you could just make a bunch of money, you'd be so happy. Now, I love money. Money's awesome. I love having money. I love giving money. I love making money. I love money. But I also love my daughter. And I've got her Paw Patrol characters here. I've got Everest, Rocky, and what is this? Rubble. I got Everest, Rocky, and Rubble right here. And I'm reflecting on the ordinary joy of just playing around with her and her Paw Patrol characters versus the things our mind tells us would be so amazing, like winning the lottery, for me having my crypto investments go up a fortune. I've experienced these, and I'm here to let you know there's ordinary joy available every single day that's as good as anything you could hope to accomplish. For example, I imagine speaking frequently. I imagine speaking in front of large crowds. I speak every day in front of hundreds of people online playing video games. There's thousands of people every day watching my videos. The joy from that, there's no more opportunity for joy and happiness than there is an ordinary thing like helping my daughter play with her Paw Patrol friends or helping my wife out. Some of the things that bring me the best feelings are often the most ordinary. For example, when my wife's been up with our 7-month-old son and she's tired at night and I wake up at 4 a.m. all excited to do my business, I grab our son, stick him in the carrier, he sleeps, my wife sleeps, my daughter sleeps, I go out and work in my home office shed. I feel so good after that. And I'm grateful today I have no illusions that anything else I'm likely to do is going to be fantastically better than that. I used to have all these illusions that I used to put off being happy all the time. Well, when I graduate college, that'll be really good. When I get a job. And every time I got something, the happiness was so fleeting. I used to think frequently, oh, when I get a girlfriend, I'll be so happy. And often I was very happy at the beginning of getting a girlfriend. And some of the biggest depressions I've had in my life have been when I got something that I waited to be happy for years. When I graduated college, huge depression after graduating college. Very lost, not knowing what to do with my life. Because for so long I said, well, I'll be happy when I graduate college. And I worked and I struggled and I hurried to graduate college. Now, it's been more than 10 years since I've graduated college. I got a master's degree. And I've see so many people going through the same trap. Well, I'll be happy when I get a girlfriend. I'll be happy when I get married. I'll be happy when I have a child. I'll be happy when I have another child. I'll be happy when I get this promotion at work. No. If you can't be happy today, nothing else in the future is going to bring you happiness either. If you can't be happy with the ordinary joys like playing Paw Patrol with your child today, you will not get anything else out of anything you're capable of doing. And this helps me plan because it helps me see a lot of my greatest happiness is just being around and helping the people that want to help me. I go to an Alcoholics Anonymous meeting almost every day. In fact, I'm not sure, it's probably been a month since I've missed a day. I aim to go to at least 5 meetings a week. And sometimes I go late. Yesterday I went 40 minutes late and I still felt fantastic. You know what the best part of my day was yesterday? Even though I had thousands of people watch my gaming live stream I did, even though I had time with my family, the greatest part of my day, I went to the Alcoholics Anonymous meeting just for 20 minutes. I got there 40 minutes late. I was there for 20 minutes. I went and picked up some subs from my family for dinner, and I got home and just had some time with my family. I felt absolutely wonderful. Just an ordinary evening at home, an ordinary AA meeting, seeing people, nothing spectacular was said, an ordinary thing to do to help out my family to pick up dinner, an ordinary night with my family was as much joy as anything else in my life. And this is available every single day. Now, you don't have to have a family around. These are available to us in every unique form. I missed a lot of days to be happy. I missed a lot of times to be happy because I was so interested in getting somewhere else. I remember about 10 years ago, I was living with my family, my mother and father, at home. And I focused so much on setting the future up. I want to get into grad school. I want to move out from living with my parents. And thankfully, I did enjoy a lot of that time at home, watching TV with my dad at night. I thank God for that time at home, which I had feared. I had feared moving home for years. I thought it was a sign of failure. If I moved home with my parents, once I left home at 18, I thought it was a huge sign of failure and I couldn't move home with my parents. And thankfully, I managed my life so poorly that at 25 years old, I moved home with my parents. And that year was one of the happiest before I met my wife and moved in with her. I enjoyed, on a daily basis, spending time with my dad, watching TV with him. I watched TV with my mother every night. I went to the gym. I enjoyed time gaming with my friends. I enjoyed time doing those ordinary things. And I was so happy. A lot of the other times in my life, I had been so focused on getting something that I can't stop the hustle. I can't stop the drive, that I can't afford to just relax and experience some ordinary joy. And I thought that if I could get these things, there would be much greater joy than I'd experienced so far. And there's not. Now, there's nothing wrong with wanting to make money. I love making money. I imagine making millions more dollars. I imagine doing speeches in front of prestigious events and companies. I imagine doing trainings where I get paid fantastic amounts. I imagine going to another planet to represent Earth to speak. Now, this is what I imagine. And yet, I have no illusions that I can have any greater joy doing those things than just experiencing my life on a daily basis at home with my family. And once we see this, doing those ordinary things, we see that life is amazing, even if we don't have money to go travel, even if we don't have a job at the moment. In fact, some of these things we dread can be our greatest opportunities for happiness. My dog bit my daughter one day, and yes, there was a lot of fear and pain. And right after that, the next day, I had an absolutely wonderfully joy-filled day. I spent all day with my daughter. We went to the store. I started a garden. Now, that's the kind of thing my wife and I dreaded, our dog biting our child. And since then, we've kept the dog and we've kept the child separated. And although we do very supervised visits now, and we've went through that with love, and the thing we dreaded for so long happened, and there was a lot of happiness behind it. My dad dying, I dreaded that for so long, and I am so grateful for all those ordinary days I spent at home watching TV with my dad. So grateful for those. And yet, for so long, I fear that. Oh, it's such a sign of failure. What a loser to move home with your parents after college. All these dumb things like that I used to think. And today, I'm so grateful to see that all of us have all the joy we could possibly want at our fingertips. And if we can't see it, if we look around and all we see is a miserable world full of stupid people that don't care about us, then all we need to do is pray and say, God, or whoever's listening, please let me see the world in a new way. If you look at me and say, I don't see the world like you, just pray to see the world like I do. God, please let me see the world how Jerry sees it. full of beautiful people and amazing opportunities for joy and love and service and connection every day. Because when you feel like that, when I feel like that, there's no desire to mess it up. In fact, a desire to mess it up looks insane. What is a desire to mess it up? A desire to yell and scream at people, a desire for violence, a desire to do alcohol and drugs and other things to change our mindset, a desire to poison our bodies with things that leave us feeling depressed, a desire to do anything that's unhealthy or to end it all. When we are in the middle of our ordinary joy, it doesn't mean we're free from fear. It doesn't mean that every single moment is complete ecstasy. It means we notice when our ordinary joy slips away. I just started to get a little aggravated a minute ago, and I prayed and I said something like, God, let me just enjoy this day. Something like that. Like, I'm going to experience all the joy today. And another thing that works if you are in the middle and just frustrated is think about how you can help somebody else. Just thinking about yourself all the time is why we are so frequently miserable. The worst times in my life have been when I thought about other people the least. The happiest times of my life have been when I thought about other people the most. Notice there's no money in that. I didn't say anything about the happiest times of my life having to do with money. You being broke is no reason for you to be miserable. Some of the happiest times of my life have been when I had the least money, and some of the uncomfortable times in my life have been when I've had lots of money. I'm grateful today to have this to share with you, and I thought, how may I help you today? And this video highlighting that things like making a bunch of money, there's nothing wrong with it. Money is not the root of all evil. Money is just an energy. It's an idea. It's a game we're playing. It's fun. It's cool. Money allows us to do things that having without it might be difficult. There's nothing wrong with making lots of money, but it won't bring you any more happiness than anything else in the world. I love having money to give $100 tips to my massage therapist. I love having money to be able to just give money away online, $100. Give $100 to someone for beating me in a video game. I love that. Money's great. And if we can't find ordinary joy in our lives every single day, nothing we're going to accomplish is going to do anything except land us in a huge depression, wondering what happened. As soon as the ecstasy of accomplishing something wears off, now what? One of the worst depressions I've ever had in my life, I wanted to be with a beautiful girl, a girl that absolutely anyone would be jealous of, and it happened. And my God, I did not know what to do after that. Because so many years I said, this is why I'm unhappy. I'm unhappy because a beautiful girl won't love me. Well, what when it happens? Why are you unhappy now? Why are you unhappy now when... This is a question God might ask. God might ask, my son, my daughter, why are you unhappy when I've given you everything you've asked for? And this is a hard question to face internally. Why am I unhappy when I've gotten everything? Everything I've prayed for, everything I've asked for has been given to me. And it doesn't matter. It's about what we intend. I intend to be full of joy. I intend to experience all of the little joys throughout this day today. And the secret is thinking about how may I help you. The secret is realizing that the ordinary joys we get on a daily basis will not be outdone by the grandiosities our mind comes up with. I hope this is useful for you today to realize that those income goals you've set, you've decided you want to make $10,000 a month or $300,000 in a day, they won't make you any happier than ordinary joys. Playing Paw Patrol. I'm grateful I've done this right in location, holding the Paw Patrol characters. I'm grateful today I consistently choose to make sure I get that time with my family because I know how to be miserable, try and work hard to earn a bunch of money, and miss out on those daily joys with my family. That's a good recipe to be miserable. I know, because I've done it. I love you, you're awesome. Thank you for being here and enjoying another day of my vlog on YouTube, another day of my podcast. wherever you listen to podcasts, and maybe this will be a blog post for you.